they're pretty cute, huh?
Yeah, they're cute.
Furry.
Oh, yeah, furry. Hairy, even.
Often mistaken for bears, I'm told.
Something cool is coming to Coolangatta. Talking Automotive for VACC, providing support to the automotive industry with valued information and advice during these tough times.
Jeff Gwillim is the CEO of the VACC. Jeff, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis.
Just ahead of your topic, I've got an email from Greg asking me to ask you whether you can elaborate on notification by Mitsubishi and an attempt to introduce a 10-year warranty where replacement parts will only be provided by Mitsubishi.
Yeah, look, this is with the ACCC at the moment, and it's about one of the manufacturers looking at a different approach to vehicle warranties and tying that warranty into servicing. Look, different parts of the industry have got challenges here. Mitsubishi think it's a great idea, but in the repair side, the general repair side, their fear is that it'll just keep cars away from them for longer. So, you know, there's some discussion to go ahead here because we want a fair and equitable market for consumers, and that includes a right of repair, and there are some concerns about locking it up. However, you know, this is a marketing approach by a particular manufacturer, and the ACCC will probably make a call on that in the coming weeks around whether it's good for consumers or bad for consumers. But when you distort markets, there's always winners and losers, and both sides of the industry had a tough time over the last decade and more so more recently, of course. So any movement like this causes tremors and causes a bit of argy-bargy between the different sectors. But we just want a fair environment and user choice. They're the important things.
Ben has phoned in. Hi, Ben. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, go ahead. I saw the lights about half an hour ago.
Was it spectacular?
I thought sort of Santa Claus came early. I've never seen anything like it. It blew me away.
We don't know yet whether Santa can visit this year. Anyway, we'll find out that in the coming weeks. Ben, pretty exciting to actually see it. The caller who rang in about it just said it was just unbelievable. It was about 15 lights in a row.
Yeah, I would have said about 30, but I rang a friend who's into astrology, and he goes, it's the SpaceX program, all the satellites going across, so I think you can watch it online as well.
Excellent. I'll have a look. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Now, Jeff Gwillim, where does the money go? Fuel tax, for instance.
Well, there's a sort of a misconception, Dennis, in the community that we pay a lot of money in fuel tax. We pay about 42 cents a litre on fuel taxes, fuel excise. We pay our roadworthies. And where does all that money go? The government must be making a lot of money out of this. So I thought it would be useful just to let people know that if you look at incomes, about $44 billion of income that comes through road tax and comes through fuel tax, fuel excise. Remembering that about half of your rego fee in Victoria, it just goes on your transport accident commission insurance. I mean, half of it's just insurance. It's not even it's got nothing to do with the road itself anyway. But if you've got $44.8 billion in income, it costs $68.6 billion to build roads and maintain them. So we've got a $23 billion gap. Now, Dennis, most people wouldn't believe that. They wouldn't believe that we're $23 billion underfunded on road development and road maintenance in Australia every year. That's a huge amount of money.
Well, does that mean across the nation that our roads are not getting upgraded or maintained as well as they need to be?
Well, I think it helps answer a question when we see roads that are in a pretty ordinary state. The first thing that people, you know, well, I pay my rego and I pay my fuel excise, $42, 42 cents in the litre, why aren't the roads fixed? Well, there's a whole range of reasons, but one of the major ones is we actually don't have enough money. There's not enough money put in the kitty every year to maintain those roads. So $11 billion comes through fuel excise on its own, by the way. You'd have to triple fuel excise just to close that gap, which, of course, you know, nobody wants to pay that sort of money, even though globally we pay less in fuel excise than many other countries. If you look at Eastern European countries, they're paying at least a third more in fuel excise than we do here in Australia.
We're going to take a break. More with your calls, 96900 693 or 131332. For Jeff Gwillim from the VACC, anything to do with everyday motoring. Back shortly. Your calls for Jeff Gwillim from the VACC, 96900 693 or 131332. Jeff, people do get, when they know that breakdown of taxes from fuel and bits and pieces, they do sort of shake their heads. But what you talked about then, about the shortfall in keeping our roads up to scratch, that is a massive amount of money.
It is. It's $23 billion. However, we're actually driving less and using less fuel than we were 10 years ago. A lot of that's the less fuel's got a lot of that's got to do with leaner vehicles. As every time we build a new engine, we get about a 5% saving, you know, in terms of the way that engine runs, the proficiency of that engine. So over the years, the actual fuel usage each vehicle has shrunk. As we move into the electric vehicle fleet, even though Australia is actually a very slow adopter of electric vehicles, we are very slowly moving there. It asks government to start to think, how are you going to charge electric vehicles to be part of the road system? Now, here's the dilemma. The government want more electric vehicles, particularly those that use green power, you know, green electricity. They want more of them. They don't want to hike up the fees on them. However, there's a whole lot of road users over here, Dennis, that say, well, if I'm paying 42 cents a litre in fuel, excise, and I'm using the road the same way as electric vehicle, then why should an electric vehicle not pay a similar excise? Now, of course, the electric vehicle driver says, well, I've got solar panels, I get the power off my roof, and I plug it into my car, I'm trying to do the right thing. This dilemma and this funding gap, because it doesn't matter which way you look at it, you'll still need $68 billion to build and maintain roads. It doesn't matter who's using them. You've still got to maintain them and build them. The government are thinking deeply around how do we have a fairer system of fuel excise that would probably start to charge people by the kilometre and not by fuel. Now, collecting fuel excise has been beautiful for government because somebody else does it for them at their cost. So, you know, the fuel retailer puts fuel in your vehicle, remits the excise back to government. Government says, thank you very much, the money goes into the can. When you start to think about charging people by the kilometre, you've then got to start to think about how do we collect money and data from every single vehicle that's on our roads, including motorcycles and cars and light vehicles. How do we do that? Big challenge for government, Dennis, but they need to think it through because we can't penalise people for doing the right thing. However, we can't leave everybody else that's still in the petrol or diesel vehicle to carry the load.
That 42 cents, is that across Australia, all states, all territories? Because
it's federal fuel excise. So the feds collect the fuel excise and the states collect the roadworthy rego.
Because petrol historically has been cheaper in Queensland.
Yeah, look, it just depends on the price that's being bought overseas. But the actual, the excise itself is the same. But again, if you look globally, I've printed off a little map today. If you look globally, we're right at the top on countries that don't pay a lot of fuel excise. If you look around the world, a lot of them pay more than that. But thinking of cars, Dennis, you know, I've been in discussions with government over the last few days, as a whole lot of other association people. Mm-hmm. And 1st of November, the government tell us that retail's back on. Now, the 1st of November is a Sunday.
We're going to run out of time. Jeff Gwillim, thank you so much. VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim, talking automotive.
Oh, they're pretty cute, huh?
Yeah, they're cute.
Furry.
Oh, yeah, furry. Hairy, even.
Often mistaken for bears, I'm told.
Something cool is coming to Coolangatta.